Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think of your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you absolutely should get Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. I absolutely love Babbel because their courses help me learn real-life conversational skills. It's so easy to learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to the locals without having to consult language apps. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time offer for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/SPP. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/SPP. That's spelled BABBEL.com/SPP. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, so all I was saying was, seriously, all I want to do is go play Nintendo now.
Dude, tell me about it. And I was serious about the Nintendo Wii Virtual Console thing. I've got 30 games on there that are 25 years old.
Well, you remember in college we downloaded that emulator? Well, you somehow hacked into something, I don't know, and you got it. And we went from playing, I'll never forget, Gran Turismo. I would play Gran Turismo for like 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then once we got the Nintendo emulator, I played for like, well, I don't know. It was a short period of time because I'm not going to sound like a huge nerd in college, but played a lot of Nintendo.
Yeah, but you need to elaborate on the playing Gran Turismo 3, where that consisted of you putting a chair on the accelerator button so okay. That it would keep going around the track in a circle.
Yeah, but that's what my college education taught me, was to multitask. And I had to go to class, and there was one level that was, seriously, it takes like 6 hours. You drive in a circle. It's just a circle.
Yeah, 500 laps. You had the fastest car possible. So no matter what, if you just kept crashing into the wall, you'd win.
It kept bumping into the wall, but I did it. But anyways, now that dude was awesome. And like, I wanted to ask him about Zelda. And just thinking back to it, I remember getting so immersed in it. Like, like when you unlock something and it made that noise, you know, you're like, oh my God, what is going to happen?
Well, he brought up Dragon Warrior. I never played that. I have tons of people that love that game, but I was thinking
Double Dragon.
No,
I think
Dragon Warrior was an RPG. So it came out like before Final Fantasy, and it was purely like one of those Japanese RPG games that people started geeking out about. So Zelda was really like the first RPG style game that I got into. And I remember getting a subscription to Nintendo Power so that I could beat that game, because they put, you know, tips and tricks and maps and all that kind of stuff in the magazine.
I remember that about Zelda. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but absolutely. I don't know. I don't know Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, Dragon Warrior was... I don't know. I've never got into those Final Fantasy games, so I never really got into Dragon Warrior either.
Well, but you played Final Fantasy, haven't you?
No.
No? Oh, no. I played a little bit. Pretty awesome.
I played Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation, and you had to... It literally would take an average gamer 100 hours to beat, and that would always frustrate the shit out of me.
I don't know what it was, though. Like, I was trying to ask him. I don't know what it was about Nintendo that... And maybe it's just you're young and impressionable or whatever, but, I mean, it just played so much more of a role than any game. And we played a lot of games. I mean, we played plenty of games in college. We played Counter-Strike and games that are like insanely complicated. What was that one where we all had headphones that talked to our teams and we were in different rooms?
SOCOM.
SOCOM.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally almost being in a war, yet I'd rather sit down and play Bubble Bobble.
I think that's the problem. Yeah. I think that's the problem, though, because these games that become so realistic because of what he mentioned with the graphics getting up to that point, once you have super realistic graphics, you now have to make the game realistic. And some of that is boring. Like, you know, when you're walking through in SOCOM, you're running at real life speeds. You get shot, you die, you know, basically getting shot with two bullets. So it's all super realistic, which makes stuff really hard. And back then, you know, you're Mega Man, you get shot 58 times, you don't die, and then you get a power up and you're back to having full
yes,
life again.
Mega Man. Like, yeah. Listen to the games we are listing. Gosh.
I know. I wish we had some more time because I wanted to list my top three, which would have been very similar to his. It would have been Super Mario 3, Legend of Zelda, and then Mega Man 2, because yeah. Mega Man 2 was by far the best Mega Man game. One of the best, well, obviously, if I'm in the top three.
I'm trying to think. Was Super Mario 3 the one where you have, like, the feather and the tail, and
yes.
you, like,
skip? That, it's got that the Takeshi.
Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
The Takeshi Mario, when you would turn into the little bear, and then
yes.
when you hold down, you turned into a stone idol thing, and the guys could walk right by you.
God, that was good.
Yeah.
Like Baseball Stars, for example. And I'm sure there are other games that have tried to do this, but they made it so realistic where you trade for players and you get Derek Jeter and blah, blah, blah. Baseball Stars, you name the players. So you get to name your team Derek Jeter. He doesn't look like him. You just get to name him. And then you can power him up however you want. So yeah. now Derek Jeter isn't just a shortstop. He's 7 feet tall and he hits bombs. You right. know what I mean? Like, that just...
But you remember how easy it is. So you have two buttons. You have A and B. you want to throw to first, you push over in the button that throws. You want to throw to second, and it all corresponded. Now, when you play a baseball game,
yes.
there is so much stuff going on. You can tap trigger buttons to do pickoffs. You can hold down things to throw different pitches and all this other stuff. So it's so complicated and so hard. You can control everybody. It's so frustrating. And that was the good thing about like Baseball Stars. It would run you pretty much under the ball on a pop fly.
Well, it wouldn't run you. You have to run. And it was they started the put it. Oh, this is good. They started the idea of getting under a shadow. You
right.
know how like
yeah.
So that's hilarious. And then your swing. You couldn't change your swing. It was just are you on time. And you could sometimes like back your batter up out of the box, and that might hit it harder. And you could do pickoffs, but it's not upper left one quadrant five. You just hit B, and it comes out of pitch mode, and then you hit A1, and it picks off. And like you can do all those things with two buttons and some talent. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It was just way more simplistic, and I think that made it more fun. Plus, it didn't look real, so. You weren't really getting, you didn't have to have all the complete realism that games now have. Like if I am playing a game now and I'm not able to slide, I get mad. But back then, you know, oh, there's no button to slide. Fine. It's going to slide on its own.
I have something for you. Complete this statement. Okay.
Okay.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Depends. B-A-B-A start for one player or B-A-B-A select start for two player. So that's the Konami code, right? Worked with Contra, worked with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
That one was
a
sick
game.
That was a sick game.
That game was great. But little did you know, probably especially you, did you know that they actually used the Konami code on Facebook?
What?
And other websites out there. So on Facebook, I don't remember what it did. I think it just showed like these different designs on Facebook and things went across the screen. But if you did it with your keyboard on different websites, different things happened. The Konami code's been used in all kinds of stuff.
I mean, that's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome.